I'm Eileen Rivers, and you're listening to The Best of Late Night, where we pick a theme and put together our top laughs from the late night lineup. Today's theme, the biggest Trump scandal of the year. Jimmy Kimmel called it, we may not find a bigger Trump feud than the one going on between Ivana and Melania. Who's the rightful first lady? In an interview, Ivana said it was her. Kimmel and Conan O'Brien have their own thoughts on the matter. Take a listen in today's Best of Late Night.
This is the number one Trump feud of the day, if not the year so far. Donald Trump's first wife, Ivana, not to be confused with Ivanka, has a new book coming out tomorrow called Raising Trump, in which she talks about what a great job she did raising those kids. And there are some very interesting nuggets in the book. She claims that when she was pregnant with their first child, Trump told her she didn't want to name him. He didn't want to name him Donald Jr. because, and I quote, what if he's a loser? And now every time they talk, he's like, I told you we shouldn't. Anyway, apparently, Ivana now.
This is interesting. President Trump's first wife, Ivana, she has not been speaking out much, not giving a lot of interviews. Well, she's finally given a long interview. And Ivana claims that Donald Trump talks to her at least 4 times a month. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, which if you're counting is twice as much as he talks to Melania. So that's actually quite, that's quite a lot of...
Right. I guess she gets along well with the president, her ex-husband, and his wife Melania, but that might not be the case for much longer thanks to this interview she did this morning with Amy Robach on GMA.
How often do you two talk?
Talk about once in 14 days. I have the direct number to White House, but I don't really want to call him there because Melania is there, and I don't want to cause any kind of jealousy or something like that because I'm basically first Trump wife, okay? I'm first lady, okay?
Now, to me, that, I don't know, it seemed like a joke. I mean, look at all the lipstick she was wearing, the red shirt. She's obviously working as a clown at birthday parties, but... Melania apparently did not find it amusing, and her spokesperson issued this statement today. Mrs. Trump has made the White House a home for Barron and the president. She loves living in Washington, D.C., and is honored by her role as First Lady of the United States. She plans to use her title and role to help children, not sell books. There's clearly no substance to this statement from an ex. Unfortunately, only attention-seeking and self-serving noise. And just like that, the Real Housewives of Transylvania was born. Isn't that... How good is this?
And to watch Best Of online, visit usatoday.com/opinion. While you're there, vote for your favorite jokes from today's show.